Langbank. Many people with sports connections in southeast Saskatchewan know Lyle Balog. He and his wife of 44 years, Sharon, live on their home quarter 4 kilometers northeast of Langbank. Lyle's parents, Steve and Emma Balog, moved from south of Kipling to Langbank in 1954 when they purchased a half section of land. Lyle started farming with his parents in 1972 while attending school. Later, Lyle and Sharon took over the family farm in 1987 when Steve passed away. Lyle's mother, who is now 98 years old, resides in Kipling. Until 2015, the Balogs were actively grain farming and cattle ranching. Lyle and Sharon maintained a 70-cow, calf herd and grew and harvested various crops and owned an older but dependable line of farm machinery. Now, they consider themselves to be hobby farmers, as they have sold their cattle and have their land rented out. In his younger days, Lyle was very active in sports, playing defense in hockey, being a pitcher in fastball and a third baseman in baseball. He also was third on his curling team. For over 25 years, Lyle played fastball for Langbank. Back in the day, it was a four-team league consisting of Langbank, Windthorst, Kipling and Corning. In his later years, Lyle did a lot of refereeing in the Triangle and Big Six hockey leagues. He also officiated many games for local minor hockey league teams. But by far, his favorite pastime was and is umpiring fastball. He has umpired for over 45 years and loves being behind the plate. He has umpired in 2 Canada Summer Games, 3 Canadian Fastball Championships and several Western Canadian Championships. Until 6 years ago, Balog weighed 240 pounds and would be the first to admit he was on the heavy side. One day, he had difficulty swallowing and knew something was wrong. He visited a local doctor and was immediately referred to St. Paul's Hospital in Saskatoon. It was determined he had esophagus cancer at the base of his stomach. Balog underwent both chemotherapy and radiation treatments, but unfortunately, cancer remained. In July 2017, he had a complicated 6.5-hour surgery and his esophagus was removed in its entirety. He developed severe complications, and another operation was needed. This surgery was successful, and his only side effect has been peripheral neuropathy of the feet. "I feel truly blessed to have survived this dangerous cancer," said Lyle. "It was a big hiccup in my life, but only a hiccup. And one real good thing happened. I dropped my weight down to 170 pounds. I would really like to thank Randy Rapita, Craig Saville and Dave Hill for organizing a fundraiser on June 11, 2017, prior to my surgery," he added. "It really helped my family and me with the expenses incurred during our stay in Saskatoon. We will forever be grateful." Lyle still umpires in the Southeast Men's Fastball League. It consists of 7 teams including Round Lake, Ochipawatsa, Cowessess, Grenfell, Whitewood, Fleming and Moosomin. He also umpires weekend tournaments during the summer. The softball leagues and teams further south folded in the late 1990s. There used to be men's teams in Bellegarde, Carnduff, Arcola, Stoughton, Redvers and Alida. The Wordsworth Huskers and Carlisle Sundowners teams of old also bring back memories. Some of those players included Harold Gloa, Larry Chapman, Wayne Wilson, Gerald Clark, Lindsay Clark, Larry Brady and Roger Fafard, among others. Lyle and Sharon have 3 daughters and 10 grandchildren. They are still very active in their community and enjoy spending time with family and friends. Lyle plans on umpiring again in 2023. "Life has been great, and it is what you make it. You are only as old as you feel," he said.